What's going on, all my podcast listeners, whether you're from Canada or the United States, or you're from the Caribbean, like from Puerto Rico, who gives a shit? See Jizzle and the Wizzle coming with you with another episode. The last one we kind of talked a little bit about depression and suicide and whatnot, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, but first, we're talking about how back whenever I was in my darker times, whenever I was starving, when I didn't have any money, when nobody cared, I was going through a lot of depression and shit. There was a lot of nights when I didn't eat at all. I mean, but tonight kind of brought me back to those nights, kind of brings back a little bit of nostalgia. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. But tonight, I didn't have any money that I took with me to work. I didn't have any cash or anything still left until I get paid on Thursday. And so, I scraped together a little bit of money to get some beer. And it wasn't much. Like, $2-3, whatever. And went over to somebody's house. That's a regular customer, pretty regular. I've hung out with him before. But he was being a little bitch and asked me if he can get one of my beers and pretty much vamped on me. So, I don't know. He said it was cold and a whole bunch of other shit. His sister's gonna get upset with him being out that late. I'm like, whatever. Whatever. We didn't even get a chance to really talk about much. So, usually we sit there for 2 or 3 hours and we can chit-chat. You know, he says he's off Thursday, but it doesn't mean his sister's off Thursday. So I don't know. Anywho. Tonight, my coworker Crystal had made a sandwich from home, and she had brought it to work. And she is so nice and generous. She's always thinking about me, you know, with cigarettes, and if I don't have any weed. And tonight she asked me if she wanted to split her sandwich. And just the thought that counts, but I'm still going to eat it tonight. I mean, it's been wrapped up in some parchment paper. Been sitting out for a while. I'm still gonna eat it. It's been at room temperature. I don't give a fuck. And like I said, it's the thought that really counts. That's the only thing that I'm gonna have to eat all day and all night is a half of a sandwich. And like I said, it really takes me back to those days whenever I starved. And I know I'm not gonna do that now, but it's just kinda good to be able to go back to those days and reminisce and realize where you came from so you don't forget. So, because I'm going to say that those were some of my best days. Those were some of the days that really chiseled me out into who I am. It's really made me the man that I am today. Wouldn't change it. Wouldn't change it. Anywho, just got home from work, and then I went over to a buddy's house for a little bit. Just made it home, and long story short, I had scraped together some money to get some beer from work, and I got these nasty Bud Light lemonades. Don't fucking waste your money on those. They're disgusting. But they were on sale for $1.50 because they were trying to get rid of them. So I figured, oh yeah, I'll get a couple of them, you know. Fucking terrible. It tastes like a watered down lemonade that doesn't have enough sugar in it. So I was hoping and planning that whenever I got home, that I had another tall can of beer left in the fridge, because I'm pretty sure I remembered that I didn't drink it last night, right? So sure enough, I get home, I check the fridge, and it's sitting right there, and I'm like, thank God. I think at certain times that God's really looking out for me, whenever I truly need him the most. So I'm sitting here drinking a tall can of Michelob Ultra. Kicking back, making this podcast, thinking about what I'm going to watch tonight. I could make some chili. I think I got some chili in there to make, but I'm not going to stress about it. If I really get hungry, I'll just take the can of chili with me to work tomorrow. And then whatever money I save from tips or from people leaving their change tomorrow, then I'll just buy something tomorrow night. I think I had a sandwich in there that I bought from Circle K, but I think it's expired by now. It's been in that fridge for like 3 days. Pretty sure it's expired. I don't know. Some of those sandwiches are good for like a whole week or two. It's fucking crazy. Processed fucking bullshit, but anywho. Today went pretty smooth. Today was pretty awesome. Like I said, I worked with my favorite coworker, Crystal. She's been talking about how she's going to be looking for another job somewhere else. She's already, I think she's already got the interview set up this Thursday. And, I'm pretty sure she's going to be able to pass a drug test because she's going to get someone else to piss for her. And if the interview goes well and if, you know, the piss test goes well, she's going to be leaving. Just to make, you know, another $1.50 an hour. She already makes $13.50. But they're starting out at $15. So that really goes to show you about how that little bit of money really makes a difference in certain people's eyes. But I would rather be at a job around certain coworkers that I like to work around than to get that extra $1.50 an hour. So, I don't know. Different people prefer different things, and, you know, I don't knock her or I don't think it's a wrong decision for her to want to look for a job somewhere else. But sometimes the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And that's the reason why I haven't left Circle K in 8 years. Is because, yeah, that job might pay $2 more an hour or whatever, but you got so much more bullshit to fucking deal with. You don't work with anybody that you like. Everybody's an asshole to you. You gotta do twice as much work. It's always something. You know, the grass is never greener on the other side. That's the reason why I stuck with Circle K. It's because it's simple. It's the most simple job ever. Working at a gas station is simple as fuck. Stand there all day, pushing buttons, taking money. Yeah, you gotta deal with dumbasses here and there, assholes here and there. But for the most part, 75% of the time it goes pretty smooth. So, I mean, it's all in what are you willing to put up with, what are you willing to take in order to make a dollar. That's what it all comes down to. And with me, the only other job that would be worth it for me to leave Circle K for is, like, if I got a job at a smoke shop where I could sit in there and smoke cigarettes all fucking day and smoke my vape pen and shit all day. I wouldn't care. I probably would leave Circle K at that point, especially if I had like weekends off and I was getting paid more. But for me to go and be like a soda rep at like Coca-Cola, or for me to go and be a salesman that goes door to door or anything else, it's just not my cup of tea. Even doing things like working at Menards, I've worked at Steak and Shake, I've worked at Culver's, I've worked, you know, building garages, I did window cleaning for a while, like professional window cleaning. I've worked at many restaurants, fine dining restaurants, but none of them, you know, I even worked at a nursing home as a CNA. And none of those jobs were worth the time of day except for Circle K. I've got a whole month of vacation that I can take. I request my time off. I generally get it. Every job, you're going to have something that you got to put up with. Some kind of bullshit. It's not going to go easy peasy all the fucking time. But you have to stop and say, well, does it go good half the time? Do I at least enjoy being at work half the time? And the answer is yes, she does. Especially when me and her work together. It's great. I hope that she's listening to this right now. I'm pretty sure she is, but these are questions that you really need to be asking yourself. Because getting out of that job and then getting into another job and realizing that's not what you really want, and it's not worth it, it's the most terrible feeling ever. But I don't know. I mean, like I said, do whatever your little heart tells you to do, but follow your first instinct. And if your first instinct tells you it's too good to be true, it probably is. Just saying. That's the thing. There's a lot of different places right now. There's a lot of different businesses, restaurants, retail that needs workers. Really easy to get a job somewhere now. Back whenever I was looking for a job, it was almost impossible to get a job. It was so fucking hard. It was, you had to fight nail and tooth. You had to make a very good impression back then. We were coming out of a recession. There weren't a lot of jobs to be had. And I remember wearing a red dress shirt and a black tie. And they hired me right on the spot. Nowadays, it's easy as fuck to get a job. You can literally just walk in there and apply at a lot of different places and you probably got the job. But like I said, there's a lot of jobs out there that I wouldn't even think about touching anymore. And to one his own, but there's no other job out there that's simpler than working at a gas station, in my opinion. Unless you're sitting at a fruit stand all day. So anyways, it's going to be pretty difficult for me to not get to work with her anymore. That's going to suck. I really do enjoy working with her, so. And I know my other assistant manager, as soon as he finds another job, he's been talking about it. He's out the door. My coworker Kyle, he's been talking about once he finds another job, he's gonna quit. He's out the door. And again, it'll be me and Phil will be the last two standing over this whole time. For over 8 years. It's crazy. To have the dedication that me and Phil have, but to see all these other young kids that are coming up that don't want to work. They keep calling off, they're not showing up. And it's crazy because if it was me and I was the manager, I'd fire their fucking ass. Anywho, it's really sad because eventually, within the next 2-3 years or whatever, when I finally move out of state, there's not going to be anybody left standing. Except for Phil, more than likely, maybe my boss will still be there, but that's the thing, when you work at a gas station or you work in retail, people come and go all the time, and you have to really enjoy who you're working with. There's not a lot of them that have stole my heart. There's not a lot of them that have been able to relate to me the same way that Crystal has. Me and her have a really good understanding of each other. We think the same way. We're into the same music. We both smoke weed. We can sit there and talk about anything. There's not a lot of coworkers that I think the same way about, so it would be pretty difficult if she ended up leaving. I'm not gonna lie. My coworker Kyle, on the other hand, I can really care less about him. If he left, I know where the fuck he lives. He's one of the ones that you know, I could go over there every once in a blue moon and see him and be alright with that. He's not annoying or anything, but that's a good thing. But you can only stand so much of him. But yeah, it's going to really be bittersweet whenever I leave this state. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. It's going to be really difficult. I've grown up here my whole life for the past 30 years. I don't like change. I don't like dealing with change. I don't know anybody outside of this state. So, I don't know, like, to me, it's going to be a really life-changing decision, something that you can't just take back. You have to follow through with it, chase it, see where it goes, and that's the thing about being an adult, like, to be able to take risks, find out where they lead to, and if you end up falling down, just get up and dust yourself off and try again. That's the whole motto of being an adult. Do what you gotta do to get through, and fuck everybody else. And I've realized over the years that nobody cares about you except for you. I don't care if it's your own mother, your sister, your brother, they don't have your best interest. Only you truly have your best interest. At the end of the day, they're not going to feed you. They're not going to pay your bills. They're not going to, you know, only you can do those things. A lot of these people rely, that still live on their parents, their family, man. Don't get me wrong, when you really fucking need it, when you really truly need help, it's fine. But these kids, nowadays, they got their parents paying their cell phone bills and shit. Still living in their house, not paying any bills, going out partying and clubbing, 30 years old and shit. I didn't get a cell phone until I was like 18, until I got my first job. My dad would not fucking buy me one. He'd buy my sister one, but he wouldn't buy me one. And my father played favorites and shit all the fucking time, but I went out when I got my first job and I bought a cell phone. And it was stupid as fuck back then because it was like $150 a month at Verizon. Because back then, they set it up to where you had to pay for your minutes and your text messaging separate. So you had to pay $60 for minutes and $30 for text messaging. And so on and so forth. And with the taxes and fees and everything, it's like $150 a month. And once you went over those text messages or whatever, you're fucked. They didn't have unlimited data back then. Anywho, I went out and I got the BlackBerry Pearl. Really nice phone. It was ahead of its time. And my father fucking got pissed. Even though it was my money and I worked for it, when he seen that I was independent and I didn't need him anymore, I'd go out and buy whatever I wanted. And I even asked him if he wanted me to pay rent. He's like, no, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. And then when he started seeing me buy shit, he started getting jealous. Like, this motherfucker's buying whatever he wants and not paying rent. Even after I clearly done asked him, you know. So anyways, Christmas time comes around. And, of course, they didn't buy me anything for Christmas, but they bought my sister a whole wardrobe and shoes. Got her a new cell phone and a whole bunch of shit. They didn't give me shit. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go out to Best Buy, and I'm going to buy a PS3. The PS3 was coming out. And with the games and the system and whatnot, the controller, I spent $1,000 on all that shit. I came home, I started setting it up, and he's like, what's this? What are you doing? And I told him, you know, I went out and bought a game system. And he got pissed again. He was like, oh, so you got money to go out and blow on a game system, huh? And back then, you know, I realized at that age, it's not blowing money when it's something that you want and you've worked hard for your money. You're supposed to reward yourself. You're supposed to take so much of your money to spend on you and so much of your money to spend on your bills, so much money to save, so on and so forth. Have so much money for entertainment a month. And so it's not wasted money. But even if it was, it was my money, and who gives a fuck on how I spend it, right? And that was in when things kind of went downhill for me and my father, whenever he realized that I didn't need him. I can get by just fine. Buy the things that I need, buy the things that I want. And once he started realizing that I was financially stable, where I was responsible, then he wanted to get rid of me. He wanted to kick me out. He wanted to kick me to the curb. Which is fine. It's great. I'm glad that he did, because I wouldn't give it up for anything. Being able to walk around butt-ass naked and smoke a blunt in my own fucking place is great. Cook what I want, when I want. I can have whoever over that I want. It's fucking fantastic. I don't think I could ever go back to living with my parents. Anyways, I wanted to talk about this as well. There was a man that I used to work with from time to time at Circle K. He worked at the gas station across town, and he was only 42 years old, and he had a massive stroke, and he ended up dying. And God rest his soul. But it's just kind of reinforced what I've been thinking about for the longest time, and that's the fact that I haven't been taking care of myself. I haven't been eating the way that I need to. I haven't even been watching my fat intakes or the cholesterol or my sodium levels. I've just been eating whatever the fuck I want. And I'm not getting any younger. I'm 31. At the rate that I'm going, in the next 10 years, I could have a fucking heart attack or a stroke. And I just don't want that. I don't want to deal with that. So, don't have any insurance. And who the fuck wants to have a stroke and lose half of their motor skills and shit? And if I had a stroke here, in this apartment, nobody would fucking find me for days. Probably longer. Probably a whole week. People would start getting suspicious. Because there's a lot of times where I go days on end without talking to anybody. But that would be a fucking terrible way to go. To be able to not move and you're still breathing but you can't move. Fucking like brain dead, just laying there for hours at a time. You can't get up to take a piss. Oh man, it would be terrible. So every time, you know, I've been thinking about death a lot lately, and it always scares the fuck out of me. Always scares me, just to think about it. I know I've had a talk with my coworker about it. And he kind of opened my eyes to a different perspective. But it's still scary as fuck. And he's kind of got some far-fetched, interdimensional bullshit theory that I don't know if I can believe, because it's just so far-fetched. It would be great if that's the way it went down, but who knows what the fuck happens whenever you die? That's the scary part. Nobody knows. It's not like you can go to somebody that just died and ask them, you know? Scary as fuck. And I'm the type of person that always said, I hope that I go in my sleep. I hope that I go peaceful in my sleep. I don't feel anything. Yada yada. But then again, I don't want to go to sleep and then wake up and then people, you know, I die, they're going through all my shit. That would be creepy as fuck, too. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, death is something that's been on my mind a lot lately. I don't think I'm ready for it. Got a whole bunch of fucking things that I want to do and see. I want to actually make a difference with my life. And I need to start eating better. I need to start taking vitamins, working out, and kind of finding a balance with life, finding a way to incorporate more time to be able to work out, more time to be able to prep more food that's healthy. And it's really difficult for somebody who grew up on ramen noodles and who starved to death eating frozen TV dinners and shit all, you know, all the time. It was crazy. But anywho, now I'm a little bit more better off. Even though I'm paying more money in rent every month, I'm still more better off. It's just I had a dry patch recently, and, you know, I got a couple days to stick it out. Anywho, I need to start taking more potassium. I know I've heard a lot of things in the news lately. There was a young girl, like 23, 24 years old, that just died recently, locally. And she died from a heart attack because she was potassium deficient. It's from the medicine that she was taking. She didn't take in enough potassium, and it just stopped her heart eventually. But you don't just need potassium for your heart to beat. You need calcium, which I don't get. I don't drink any milk hardly. You need zinc. You need magnesium. And whenever you drink milk, you also get vitamin D, which you need to have vitamin D in your system for your heart to get certain signals. So, anywho, I've been lacking in a whole bunch of that, so you start eating better, taking nutrients, and see how much better I feel. Because lately I've been having a hard time getting the energy to even wake up, and I've been kind of in a depressed state of mind here lately. And I feel like if I start eating better and waking up at earlier times, maybe things will change. Anywho, I'm gonna hit the vape pen a little bit. It's really tasty. Really, really tasty. I haven't been buying any THC cartridges in a little while. But that one's pretty good. I would buy that one again. It's got like a nice lemon-lime flavor to it. Some of the gelato live resin made by Cresco Labs. Anywho, times are going to start changing here soon. It's going to start getting colder. I'm going to start saving more money towards van life. And over the next 6 months, I'm going to get my license back. I'm going to get a van. I'm going to gut the inside of it. I'm going to probably work on it a little bit. I'm going to move into it. And I'm going to get it ready for next winter, the one after that. Get it nice and insulated, get a heater in it. Get a roof vent fan put in it. And shit like that, so. And it's going to just, there's going to be a time when I just switch. I don't think I'm going to have time to really put out any videos about it. It's going to kind of be like a secret. Because I'm going to be a one-man band. And cutting all that shit and doing all the work is enough time and effort for me. I don't think I'm going to be able to fuck with a video. I don't know. Some of that nasty Bud Light lemonade. Yuck. So anyways, yeah, I'm just going to end up spending this winter enjoying it the best way that I can. Staying inside, watching movies. Staying warm. And, I won't have to go out to the laundromat to do laundry. That's going to be a plus. And, yeah, probably like after wintertime, you know, subsides and it gets to be about like February, March, I can start really buckling down and saving for the next few months before I actually move out. And if I get through those 6 months and I realize that I'm not ready, I need a little bit more time, everything's kind of coming on too quick, then I can sign another 6 month contract. Make sure I got all the things ordered that I need. My electric system's good. My water system's good. Before I finally, stop living the apartment life. And that's going to be kind of crazy too. I've never went without paying rent before. So whenever I get out of paying rent, I start living in a van and I don't have to pay $650 anymore a month. That's like over $8,000 in my pocket a year. That I'm going to save. And I grew up in a house that had a room in it that was the size of a closet, pretty much. Had enough room for a bed, a dresser, and that was pretty much it. And I'm perfectly fine with living in a little jail cell. That's what I call them, little jail cells. Just enough room for you to live. Because it's not about living in your van. It's about getting out in nature and enjoying the space outside of your van. Being able to take it on vacations and use it as your hotel room. Instead of spending all that money on the hotel for the whole week, you can use that gambling at the slots. Or buying food. Or for souvenirs. You know what I mean? The list goes on and on. But I know a bunch of people doubt me about actually doing it, about actually taking the step forward and getting it done. There's no other option. I mean, I'm going to get it done. But I just don't really listen to the haters. Either way, whenever they actually see it, they'll be able to actually say, okay, yeah, you're serious about it, and it's pretty badass. I'm going to have a nice little wood stove in there to kind of keep the chill off of everything. When I get off work, I can put some logs in it, get it nice and warmed up, kick the heat on in the van, warm up my batteries. And then I can use my batteries for my electricity that I need. Because you can't really store batteries in the cold below a certain temperature. It'll ruin them. So I thought about using a diesel heater. Keep the heat going all the time. You pay so much money for so many liters of diesel. I forgot how much it uses, like a half liter an hour, maybe. The good thing about those is you don't have to keep going up to the van and putting more wood in the wood stove. That can get very, very expensive. So, when you live in a cold climate like that, it's kind of like a necessity to have a diesel heater put in it, because you're not going to be able to keep your batteries in an ice-cold van with it being at 0 degrees. So, I want to make sure I got everything that I need to have before I actually set out off onto this adventure. I don't want to get, out there and realize, oh, I should have did this, or I should have done that. Because by then, it's already too late. It's negative 10 degrees with the wind chill, you have no money, and you realize your batteries are useless in the cold and you have no way to heat your van. What the fuck are you gonna do? This little portable washing machine that I just got, it's pretty small, it's pretty compact. I'm pretty sure that I can put it in my countertop design whenever I do build a van. And I'm just going to connect it to the sink and have that drain go straight out of the bottom of the van. And, I'll have a water tank that I can fill that'll sit underneath the countertop probably as well. I don't want to put anything underneath the van or outside because I don't want it to freeze. So I'm going to put the water storage tanks inside the van, maybe underneath the bed or underneath the countertop. And, we got a lot of things to still think about when it comes to the actual design. So I'm pretty sure I know what kind of layout I want to do, but do I want to use a gravity water-fed system, or do I want to use one with an electric pump, or one with a foot pump, like a marine-grade foot pump? I don't know. And, with the heating system, do I want to use a propane system? Do I want to use a mixture of a propane system and a wood-burning system? Or do I want to have a diesel heater with a wood-burning stove? I don't really know. So I'm going to have to think about it and kind of update you guys and tune you in for whatever I decide. And it's going to take a lot of money just for the diesel heater system and the batteries to power everything. Man. And then the actual supplies for the walls and the insulation and the flooring. It's going to be a lot of money. I want to try to make it as compact as I can, as modular as I can, where I can slide the flooring out, maybe, and use it in another van. The same thing with the bed system. I want to be able to slide it out, put it in another van. Or you can, you know, if you need extra storage, you can take your bed frame out. So we got a lot of things to think about, but within the next 6 months, we're going to be a little bit closer to actually figuring it out. So, and within the next year, for sure, we're going to be living van life. So, keep it tuned, keep it locked. I'm going to have a lot of crazy, weird shit that probably goes on over the next 6 months. Anywho.
That's just the way the cookie crumbles. It's always a bunch of shit that pops up in life, right? And see, when you live in a van and you don't have to pay $650 in rent, you got a little bit more money to be able to deal with these problems when they pop up.
I know a lot of people have been doing that lately. You hear a lot about van life. People camping in RVs and shit, especially on the West Coast. But you don't hear about that in, like, Kansas. You don't hear about RVs having a problem in Kansas and shit. And that's another thing I thought about, too. Is to go storm chasing. And eventually I want to make a van that's heavy enough, it's got thick enough walls in it to where it can protect me from getting hit by pieces of wood or whatever. But that's a little later down the road. Eventually I plan on getting some land, some really cheap land, paying the property taxes on it every year. 6 months out of the year, I'm going to work, and 6 months out of the year, I'm going to be able to go storm chasing and do my videography and video editing and whatnot. Taking a couple months off to relax, you know. It's really easy to make money in 6 months to pay for groceries for a whole year. When you live in a van, I mean, let's just say you spend $300 a month in groceries. And that's a lot of groceries for me. But you multiply that by 10 months, that's only $3,000. So, for $3,600, you've got a whole year's worth of groceries. Somewhere like where I work, let's say you clear about like $15,000. You work half the year, you've cleared $7,000. $7,000 to $8,000, you know. So, you've got enough money for groceries for the whole year, and then some more money to probably survive on. You're not going to need to work a whole 40-hour work week, I can tell you that. So, you can work 20 hours a week and still get by. And that's the beauty about living in a van. If you were to get laid off from a job, or they were to cut your hours somewhere, okay, still going to be able to live. So, you know, and a lot of people are going to look at you, they're going to talk shit about you. Oh, you live in a van. You don't live in a house. Blah, blah, blah. I don't really care. I can care less. Some people might think it's cool as fuck. But, anywho, only, you know, 2 more years of living here. I'm out of here. And probably only another 6 months to a year before I start living van life here. I want to get a taste for it. Kind of get a feeling for what it's going to be like. Save up some money. And then whenever I got enough money, I'm getting the hell out of here. So, I know a lot of people, a lot of family think I'm fucking kidding around, but I'm serious. Anywho, kind of getting to the end of this podcast, and I don't know if I should make another one or not. Kind of thinking about it, but if I do, it's probably not going to be that long. If not, I'll see you on the next one. Which, I don't know when the next one's going to be. Because here lately, my schedule's been so crazy and changing. My work schedules remain the same. But my free time schedule hasn't remained the same. I've still got to go get my bike put in the shop as well. So I gotta sit down tonight, figure out some bills, figure out the extra spending money that I have, and I need to call up the bike shop and figure out how much money it's actually gonna cost to get this done and that done. And I need to figure out if it's gonna be worth it to get 2 things done at once or just get 1 thing done at a time, because they charge by the hour on the labor, so you have to pay for the parts. Let's say one thing costs 40, one thing costs 50 bucks, another thing costs another 30, and then you still got to pay for the labor, which is 40 bucks an hour, or maybe more, but, you know, it's all done right, and it's going to get you through the winter time. Like I said before, it's kind of like having a car. You have to have preventative maintenance and everything on it, and you just have to know that you're going to spend money on it to get it fixed. So, anywho, I'm probably going to end up making another podcast. We didn't even get to talk about depression, really. Not really. Really sucks that I ran out of beer, but oh well. Just have to smoke some more weed. Tastes pretty good, too. I don't know. Pretty fucking tired, honestly. I don't really know if I have it in me to make another podcast tonight. I'll probably have to write it in for the next one. Yeah. It's been a long fucking day. Pretty fucking tired, so usually I'd be like, oh yeah, let's do another one. But like I said, even if I started another one, I don't know how long it would last, and I don't know how good it would be, and yeah, probably just gonna call it a night. Gonna do a little bit of research, watch some of the world news going on around me, because I haven't done that yet. Find out what's going on Netflix, if there's any good shit to watch. And, I'm gonna end up calling it a night. So, till tomorrow. Probably make one tomorrow. But, you know, like I said, I've been trying to, space it out. It's just really hard. I'd really like to make one every night, but I know that eventually there's going to be a time when I'm going to have more free time for myself. Not just to do what I need to do around the house and whatnot, but when I get into working on this van, I'm not going to have hardly any time to fucking do podcasts. I mean, I guess it would be a lot easier sit there and do little 20, 30 minute podcast or whatever while I'm working on the job, but who knows. But for tonight, I'm going to go ahead and end this, and we'll talk more about depression and whatnot later down the road. And yeah, I think nothing more that I really want to say tonight. Nothing that's really worth it, anything. And, you know, I started doing this just to vent, really. Just to have somewhere to talk about shit. But some people actually found it useful. Maybe they got some kind of wisdom or advice. Maybe it's just kind of relaxing to listen to me talk about shit. Maybe it's relatable to hear about the shit that I talk about. Maybe it makes them feel better with their life. I don't know. But I'm going to continue to keep doing it. And hopefully I can take my listeners with me whenever I go over to YouTube. And they can actually put a name with a face. They can actually put a voice with a face. And actually start listening, not only to my podcast, but to start watching my videos. So, anyways, I'm at the 58 minute mark, and I'm going to go ahead and end this one. Tune in for the next one. See Jizzle and the Wizzle signing out. It was real. It was fun. But it wasn't real fun. Deuces.